You're listening to the Barefoot Broadcast, the Kick Astrology Show with Acoustic Astrologist Steve Judd. We're on for another half hour or so. It might be a good moment to pause, Steve, for a bit of Coventry. Let's have a bit of Coventry, shall we?
All right.
I meant, of course, a bit of commentary, astrologically speaking, things to look out for. I mean, yeah, I suppose it's... We started the show, didn't we? We're saying that just things are ramping up and ramping up. We're becoming inured. But what else is occurring to you? What else are you seeing at the moment?
Well, this is such a time of ending and new beginning. Uranus changed sign a few days ago. Uranus changes sign every 7 years, and it changed sign a few days ago. Neptune changes sign every 14 years, and it's changing sign in a couple of weeks' time. And this is a time of such social change that it's easy to predict what's not going to happen. It's harder to predict what is going to happen. But as I've been advising a lot of personal clients over the last couple of weeks, if you have money invested in stocks and shares, it's perhaps better to take it out of things like nuclear and put it into things like sun and wind, because this is the next big thing. Now, obviously, I'm an environmentalist, so of course I'm going to preach about this. But after what we've seen in Japan, now that Libya's kicking off, we're all forgetting about Japan. And before that, we forgot about Christchurch and the whole Ring of Fire thing. But there's so many things, there's so many ways impacting in on us at the moment. But as I said earlier, we're becoming inured. And we're having to become more harder to be able to deal with the influx of sensation that's hitting us. And I think about what's happening to the kids, what's happening to the 7, 8-year-olds, the 9-year-olds who will remember this as formative times for the next 50 or 60 years. I was 8 when the Beatles started, when the Beatles had their first number one, so I kind of remember all that. And I'm thinking, well, kids today, they're going to be like that in 20, 30 years' time. They'll remember these times. So it's impossible to call at the moment. I really know what's going to happen in the coming 2 weeks, but by the time we're into the middle of April, I really think it's going to calm down. Now, I'm doing April's forecasts tomorrow. I'm videoing them, but they're not going to go online until the first of the month. So tonight, and any readings or any comments I'm getting tonight will influence me tomorrow. And while we're at it, just because you've had a reading doesn't mean you can't come back for more. What I'm really doing is I'm doing a lot of these days is astrocartography. Now, this is something we haven't talked about. Putting a chart on a map of the world.